Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. The Hermit visits the House of Bread. It had been a bitterly cold night. The dust of swirling snow only added to the Hermit's discomfort. The night wind penetrated into his nostrils as Giovanni paused to gaze up into the sky. It was lit up by a whitish trail of star clusters known as the Milky Way. Of course, the Hermit knew that the appellation stemmed from the Greek word gala for milk, and that it had given subsequent generations the word galaxy. He had bypassed the village of Albuquerque in his hurry to be in Belen on Christmas Eve. He looked up again. What eyes the shepherds must have had in order to see a new one among them, he said to himself. He struck a bit of flint to light a fire. Just then, something rustled in the bushes nearby. Giovanni stood perfectly still when he saw that a dark shape was moving toward him. It seemed to be that of a man, but with his head that was much too big to be human. Giovanni squinted to try to get a better view of him. By the light of his little fire, he saw that the figure was hairy like an animal, and that its wrists were bound together by manacles and chains. He had obviously seen the Hermit, and yet he had said nothing. As he got closer, to Giovanni, who had been studying his face, saw that the animal-headed human had his lips sewn shut by a coarse bit of string. Since the figure seemed to mean him no harm, though, the Hermit let him approach. Giovanni focused his attention back to his bonfire. He remembered having heard of the idea that there had been a village in this very spot centuries ago. It had been destroyed during the Pueblo Rebellion of 1680. Legend had it that the original settlers had come to this area on Christmas Eve. The skies were bespangled with stars, and they had been reminded of that first Noel. The name Belen was given to the town in the area records by Diego de Torres and Antonio de Salazar in the year 1740. Giovanni looked up and he smiled at the animal-headed being. He seemed to be struggling to take off his chains, and he whimpered since he couldn't speak. The hour was approaching midnight. Giovanni took out a piece of stale bread that he had been carrying around for days. A glimmer in his own eye reminded him that he was not the only one who was hungry. Belen, he thought, was the Spanish word for Bethlehem, and Bethlehem itself was a word meaning house of bread in Hebrew. He blessed the piece of bread and broke it in two, offering a portion to the animal, man. It only whimpered at him since its lips were still sewn shut. Suddenly, the chains seemed to fall off the wrists of the figure by themselves. The Hermit was astounded by the fact. He had read that way back when St. Peter himself had been put into chains, angels had come to release him from them. It was still commemorated in the church of San Pietro in Vincoli back in Rome. He watched as the hairy creature stood up, looked up, and slowly began to undo the leather thongs that had kept him from opening his mouth. With the Hermit still looking on, the creature stood and pointed at the sky, proclaiming in loud, "Hosanna in the highest!" Then he bowed his head in silent adoration for a few moments. At length he turned to Giovanni and he said, "I am called Mudo by the Spanish people of the area. That is a word that means the mute one. I am like all other men who are bound by their animal natures. But once a year, right at midnight on Christmas Eve, my chains are unbound and I may speak to praise and honor him who made me." He paused to wipe away a tear that was rolling down his cheek. "Since I may only speak but once a year, and I have lived for so many of them, I must tell you the secrets of this holy night. As soon as it dawns, I may no longer speak to you, and so you must listen carefully. I will tell you the story of virgin birth." You have been walking in the footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.